It's time for the Daily Giz Whiz with Mads Maddestreiter, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 54 for May 4th, 2006, the Western Digital Light Up Hard Drive. Support for the Daily Giz Whiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. This is your announcer, Leo Laporte, speaking. And now, get ready for Dick.
It's time once again to head out to the stately DiBartolo Manor. Where by day he relaxes as a calm millionaire, just enjoying the good life, and by night he is, of course, the Giz Whiz, terrorizing gadgets everywhere. Hello, Giz Whiz.
Hey, how you doing?
Good to talk to you again.
The same. We have some fun stuff today, Leo. You know, I love things that light up. My mouse pad lights up. I have the gamma ray mouse pad. I have the light up keyboard.
Right.
I have the light up Western Digital lighted combo hard drive. This is an external hard drive that you click through the colors, and it's a band of like neon around the outside of the hard drive that can light up to the color of your choice or cycle through, and they range. It's USB or FireWire, and it's a Mac or PC.
So it's an external drive.
External drive.
I guess it'd be silly to have a light-up internal drive, although there are case modders who put Windows in their cases and do that. So
absolutely, right, absolutely. Right. But I also have my book from Western Digital. Do you know about my book?
No. I thought you were going to talk about Good Days and Mad. What do you mean?
No, that's my book. This is my book from Western Digital. This is really neat. It's like the first new design for an external hard drive. It looks like a thick personal diary in black so that it can stand up vertically on your shelf. And it has two concentric neon circles. And Leo, the circles pulse as it's saving documents.
Ooh.
And you can set it to pick up the on and off modes from your computer. If your computer goes to standby, this little pulsating circle just flashes in and out like every 30 seconds to tell you it's in standby. When you want to know how much memory is saved, you can tell by how much of the circle is lit up in the memory thing without going into your computer that your drive is half full.
Oh, that's neat. So it's like a little level.
A little level.
Cool. And these are big drives. And we're talking like 500 gigabyte drives, right?
Yes. This is the Platinum MyBook, which is 500 gigabytes. And also, Leo, I mean, you use gadgets much more than me, and you're much more computer savvy than I am. But I never had a device where any needed software is in the device.
That's very handy. Yeah.
It is. Now, I didn't have to use any. I just plugged it in, and all I wanted to do was use it as an external
hard drive. Most of the time, that works just fine.
Yeah, exactly. But if you want to use it as an automatic backup, and the funny thing is, I didn't even know that option was available. It's the first time in Windows XP that it came up that it said, do you want to install drivers? Should I look for them on a floppy? Should I look for them on the web? Or should I copy the ones that are on this device?
Wow.
Yeah. Did you ever have that come up?
No, that's nice. That's very handy, isn't it?
It is very handy. So my book, the My Book series is new. They range from $180 to $350. But, Leo, 500 gigabytes.
That would be so handy.
I'm trying to remember looking on their website. I think it was 170 hours of video.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a ton.
Millions of pictures. And as I said, it's gorgeous. And, you know, if you're running some sort of a small business, it could look like a bookshelf. You could put five of these together, and they're FireWire 400 or USB 2. Both interfaces are built in. Everything's built in. They are really nice, and it's Western Digital, My Book.
Great idea for backup.
Yeah.
And you can move it from machine to machine. You just back up all your...
Absolutely.
You have enough space on it to back up multiple machines.
You know, speaking of warnings that come up on computers, have you ever had this happen? I have a computer I haven't used in a while, and so when I turned it on, it said that it didn't have... what is it? Pack 2.
Service Pack 2, right.
Service Pack 2, SP2.
Right.
You don't have SP2.
Right.
So I said, okay, I'll take SP2. So it downloads SP2, and then about halfway through it, it says access denied.
Oh, that's nice.
Then it says erasing. Yes, Leo. And then it says, as many components as possible have been erased, Windows may not operate properly.
Thank you, Microsoft.
And, Leo, it shut off, and that's it. It doesn't start anymore.
Oh, that's nice. You're not the first to have this happen. Service Pack 2 can be really nasty.
I mean, but
it's not erased your hard drive. I was trying to uninstall Service Pack 2, but unfortunately,
right. But see, like, I'm
didn't
not
do
you.
Such a good
so,
job.
Yeah, exactly. So right now, I use my laptop as a nightlight.
That's really frustrating.
Right? Yeah. All the screen does is glow.
Oh,
it just
man.
Glows.
Well, if you were doing coming out for the screensavers, I'd say I'll fix it for you.
Yeah, you know what? It's a month away. If I come out with a glowing laptop.
Come out for Call for Help, and I will fix your laptop. That'll be your reward.
Oh, okay, very good.
All right, because I did it last time, remember?
Yeah.
It was Dennis's, but I fixed your assistant's laptop, and it was and it was working fine, right?
It was working fine, yeah. And the amazing thing about you is you did it on the air.
We were actually during commercials.
During commercial, and they're going, Leo, 5, Leo, 4, 3.
I couldn't resist.
Welcome to, yeah.
Well, I couldn't resist.
I have another friend, Carrie Holtzman, who when he sees me online says, do you have any problems? I've been looking for him since this happened. And I emailed him back and said, no, everything's working fine. He goes, oh, too bad.
Some of us like to fix problems.
Yeah. That's why we're doing this. I was so impressed that you would think to do that.
Well,
for just someone as famous as me, for someone who no, I thought that was so kind of you to
of course, Dick, and I will fix this one too. Just bring it up.
Okay,
up to Toronto, and when the customs man asks, say no, it's not working. Don't worry, you don't.
Okay, very.
Pay no attention to that laptop. Visit our website gizwizbiz.com, Dick's website, for more details, and of course to play What the Heck Is It? And don't forget, we're asking for your vote this month on Podcast Alley. We just would like to be number one on Podcast Alley. Just one month, and then
yeah, that's right. Then you can, because I want to go to the awards banquet and get a potty. Are there awards for podcasts?
No, actually, there are.
I think there will be.
No, there are. We won the first award. Twit won the first People's Choice Award for the best podcast of the year. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and maybe next year it'll be you and me up there on the podium.
You have to wear a tuxedo?
No.
Okay, then
you're not allowed
fine.
To.
Oh, good. I like that. I like that.
It's a Bill Gaines kind of place. If you wear the tuxedo t-shirt, you fit right in.
Perfect.
Thank you, Dick.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow is Back to the Warehouse Friday.
Ooh, it's spooky time.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. We'll see you tomorrow.